Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Well, looky here, boys. There's a new tin horn in town. And who might you be, stranger?
The name's Witax, and I'm the new sheriff in town.
And what makes you so all-fired special, Mr. Witags?
Well, a lot of things, son.
Like what?
Well, like the fact I'm made from advanced thermopolyurethane and acetyl nylon to withstand extremes in heat and cold, as well as ultraviolet light, moisture, and mold.
Ooh, you don't say.
Yes, sir, I do say. Plus, I'm the only one-piece tag with the Sergi Tip tag tip for a cleaner incision, faster healing, and better tag retention.
Go on.
And if that isn't good enough for you, I come with the deepest, darkest, 100% pure laser imprinting on the market. It's guaranteed for the life of the animal.
Well, barkeep, how about a drink from a new friend, Mr. Witags here?
This year, ask your livestock products dealer for the new Witags one-piece tagging system from Witags.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California says that Congress will be taking up the farm bill debate sometime this week. The House schedule has the week's session running from tomorrow, Tuesday, through Friday. The House Rules Committee has issued a notice that it expects to grant a rule that may provide a structured amendment process for floor consideration of H.R. 2, the Agriculture and Nutrition Act of 2018. The word is that if Republicans have the required 215 Republican votes they'll need to pass the bill, they will move it forward. House Democrats say no Democrat will vote for the bill because of the changes it would make in the SNAP program, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. After meeting with President Trump at the White House this last week, House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway says he doesn't have the votes needed to pass the bill, but will spend the weekend, this last weekend, trying to convince more Republicans to vote for the bill. We believe we'll get there. We've got several folks that are still reading the bill and coming to their own conclusions. We've got a lot of undecideds. I'll be working with them over the weekend to get them where they need to be and provide them with the information they need to understand exactly what the bill does. It's his contention, the president's contention as well, that this bill is a good measure and transition people successfully off of welfare to work that'll help their families. It appears to be a long shot whether or not the Trump administration will be able to get a NAFTA deal done this year in time for a vote during the December session of the U.S. Congress. The deadline that Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, has thrown out to them is this Thursday, May 17th. He says the promise of a deal won't do. He wants it on paper from the U.S. Trade Representative's office by the 17th of May. If not, it would be pushed into next year and a new Congress for consideration. More and more, we're seeing talk about agriculture being a part of blockchain technology. Blockchain is a information storage technology that allows people to record transactions into digitized, decentralized data log maintained on a network of computers. It's already being put into use by major technology companies and some commodity merchandisers. Another way to talk about this is the big data conversation that we've been having within the agricultural community. At the end of the day, Tanner Emke with CoBank says blockchain technology has the chance to benefit agriculture in several ways. It can lower transaction costs, he believes, optimize the logistics for farmers, ranchers, increase traceability, enhance food and safety protocols, and potentially offer greater value creation across the supply chain. He's issued a report on blockchain technology within agriculture, and he says those who step up and adopt the technology early stand to benefit the most. You've got farm news on Ron.
Around P&K Equipment, it's always tractor season. We're really proud of our John Deere lineup because it's stacked with capability and versatility, and it's changing what it means to own your tractor. And because it's all part of our promise to you, you'll also find some of the lowest industry prices and top-notch service. We call that the P&K experience. So stop by to meet the team and kick off your tractor purchase today, or visit us online at pkequipment.com. And remember, around here, John Deere starts with P&K.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.